You're listening to the David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Tuesday, January the 14th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Tonight, we will have the final presidential debate for the Democrats before the Iowa caucuses, 3 weeks away. We have six candidates that have qualified. The people who did not make the cut are Andrew Yang, Tulsi Gabbard, and, of course, Cory Booker, who just cut the throat of his campaign yesterday after having missed the previous debate as well, and having missed getting anywhere at all in the polls. Bloomberg is also going to be missing, but that's by design. That's by his choice. When we look at this, what is happening with Bloomberg, and of course, you know, what are the criteria? Well, he's made sure that he doesn't qualify for it in terms of donations. He's not taking any money from anybody. He's made comments like, I will not be bought by anybody. That's right. He's the person who does the buying. Okay? And we the people, in Michael Bloomberg's eyes, you spell we, W-E-E. Those little people out there, they're going to tell me what to do? Huh? You talking to me? As he says in the mirror, right? I'm a big man. I'm a big man here. You had to have at least 5% support in at least four different polls. Or you could have 7% or more in two single state polls to qualify, and you need to receive donations from at least 225,000 total donors, or at least 1,000 donors in at least 20 states. Now, there's another billionaire who is running on the Democrat side. They've got two billionaires, but, you know, of course, they're the party of the poor, the people, right? They're filled up with billionaires. Anyway, Tom Steyer, who is running, and he did make the debates because he ran, spent a lot of money on Facebook, as many of these candidates did, saying, look, give me a dollar and I will donate $2 to your favorite cause, because it isn't about the money. They can easily get a few well-heeled people, even if they are not independently wealthy. And, you know, if the criteria are you have to have a lot of people contributing at least a dollar, then, well, yeah, we can do that. Give me a dollar and I'll donate $2 to whoever you want me to. And so tonight there will be Joe Biden, Mayor Buttigieg, Mayor Pee-wee, the former mayor. So we have a former vice president, a former mayor. We have three senators and a billionaire. A full house, right? Bloomberg, by the way, in terms of the polls, he has moved up because, you know, TV money is actually working for him. Always does. Always does. He was back in the middle of December. He had 4% in the polls. And 52% of Democrats said they had, quote, reservations about him. I don't know about that guy. However, after spending a lot of money, and I talked about this yesterday, $200 million he spent, and we haven't, and we're still 3 weeks away from the very first primary. We'll put that in perspective. Did it yesterday. I'll remind you of how much total was spent by the Democrats and the Republicans, both the candidates in 1996, that's Dole and Clinton, and combine all the money that they spent, both of them, Dole and Clinton and the RNC and the DNC. Total, $115 million for the entire election. Bloomberg has already spent twice that. And we're 3 weeks away from the first primary. And it wasn't that much different in 2000. It went up to $150 million when you had George W. Bush and you had Gore. That's right. Almost forgot his name. I wish we could just forget about him completely. Gore and Bush and the DNC and the RNC, $150 million over the entire campaign, all four entities combined. Bloomberg by himself, $200 million. 3 weeks before the first caucus. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
It's Tuesday, January the 14th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Tonight we have the final debate before the Iowa caucuses, 3 weeks from today. And we have six candidates, as I pointed out, that have made it. We had Tulsi Gabbard, Andrew Yang, did not make it because of the criteria. And Michael Bloomberg has decided that he's going to set these things out. He's not going to lower himself to the level of debates or, you know, asking for money from the little people out there. He doesn't take any money from anybody. He doesn't let people, he says, people don't buy me. He buys people, though, doesn't he? And he doesn't really care. He doesn't really care what you think. He doesn't care what the Constitution says. I mean, you're such stupid people. You don't even know how much soft drinks to drink for your own good. Michael Bloomberg needs to look out for you. That's the way he's going to earn his way into heaven. Go straight in, not even close, not even going to have an interview. If there is a God, he says, I'll go straight to heaven. Because, you know, he saved people from obesity. He's going to save everybody from firearms. You know, this guy who was in Texas, as I pointed out yesterday, telling everybody we're going to turn Texas blue. The very day that Greg Abbott gave a medal, the highest medal, that a civilian can get in Texas, gave it to the man who heroically stopped a shooting in the church. And he did it in 6 seconds. You're not going to have any police be able to respond in 6 seconds. And yet Bloomberg threw shade on that. I don't know. I don't know if that's even true or not. That's what I hear. But I don't like people having guns other than the police. So just let people die. Because, you know, Bloomberg says so. Let people die. So I don't know how he's going to turn Texas blue when he's putting out that kind of arrogant paternalism. But the Democrats themselves are not really too happy with Bloomberg himself. Mike Bloomberg is starting to take heat from Democratic rivals, reported Politico this weekend. They said he's running an imperial campaign. That's the headline. An imperial campaign. He's going to finance an infinite stream of TV ads while refusing to engage his opponents or defend his record on a live debate stage. I mean, that's the way Democrat Politico is putting it, and other Democrats as well. And as I said yesterday at the top of the hour, you know, when you go back and you look at how money in politics is expanding, just go back to 1996, Clinton versus Dole. Both the Clinton campaign, if you take all the money that was spent by the Clinton campaign and the Dole campaign and the RNC and the DNC, you combine all four of those entities, $115 million. Bloomberg has already spent $200 million. 3 weeks away from the first primary. And the same thing in 2000. Bush plus Gore plus the RNC plus the DNC, $150 million. But the amount of money that's in politics has gone up exponentially. Hillary Clinton, spent over $600 million in her failed campaign 4 years ago. But now we've got Bloomberg, again, has spent a third of that by himself before we have nearly a month out from the first primary. Absolutely amazing, the amount of money that is there. But folks, the reason this has exploded, I mean, we think about that. The combined campaign of everybody from 1996 to 2016. In 1996, both candidates, both parties, $115 million. Hillary Clinton by herself, $600 million in 20 years after that. Why is that? It's because there's too much power in Washington. Power corrupts. Power pulls in money like a black hole, and it pulls in crooked politicians, and it pulls in people like Michael Bloomberg or Steyer. People who know and are playing this game, they're playing checkers, and these politicians are, they're playing chess, and the politicians are playing checkers. He says he has no intention of qualifying for upcoming debates, even though he probably could if he wanted to, says Politico. And he said, again, I don't take money from anybody else. I fund my campaign myself. He doesn't take advice from anybody else. He doesn't take any advice or commands from the Constitution because he doesn't care about the Second Amendment. Nah, he doesn't care about that. He's going to destroy that. I listen to people, he says, but I don't let people buy me. No, he doesn't listen to anybody. He's going to tell you what to do. As I said, he could likely get there by spending millions of dollars on Facebook to get $1 or $2 donations, which is what Tom Steyer, the billionaire, did. But he said, if you take a dollar here or a dollar there, pretty soon you're taking $10,000, and you shouldn't go down that path if you're in my situation. I don't need those little people. He says, when you have that much money, said one campaign manager for Bernie Sanders, when you have that much money, you have incredible power that comes with it. With that power, you're able to shape outcomes. With great power comes great electability, just not any responsibility. No responsibility to the people, no responsibility to the Constitution. The other aspect of this, of course, is his massive media organization, which I still haven't seen anybody. There were some cries from people within the Bloomberg organization who are reporters when the Bloomberg owners, or editors, I should say, because the owner is Michael Bloomberg, when the editors came out and said, we're not going to criticize Mike. We'll criticize Trump, but we're not going to criticize Mike. And the people who work for Bloomberg had issues with that. Some people said, well, we might need to get the Federal Election Commission's involved in this, but of course nothing has been done about that. And Bloomberg is planning on setting out all the debates all the way through to Super Tuesday. And he's focusing his money on Super Tuesday states. That's the strategy. As Elizabeth Warren said, and I agree with her on this, she said he's kind of skipping that whole democracy part. He doesn't care about that. Absolutely doesn't care about that. How do they get away with this? How does Bloomberg get away with lying to people? You know, we look at what is happening here in terms of Iran. And we've now had arrests over the downing of the plane that killed 176 people. And as I said yesterday, it amazes me when I look at our situation here in the United States. We think of ourselves as being superior to a government that's run by a bunch of ayatollahs, don't we? And yet, think about what's happening there. They've got riots in the streets as they realized they're being lied to. The government in Iran was not sophisticated enough to actually pull off a full-blown cover-up like the American government can do with the aid of the mainstream media. And we had the population, as they realized they were lied to, took to the streets. And so Iran is feeling pressure. They have now arrested people over this. Did we ever have Hillary Clinton arrested for the people that died because of what she did at Benghazi? Was she ever arrested for the people who died because of what she did to the entire country of Libya? Or how about Bush and his lying us into Iraq, the Iraq War, the weapons of mass destruction lie? And of course, then there's Gina Haspel, who created the lies about weapons of mass destruction by torturing people at a CIA site and then covering up all of that information, destroying the videos of that. Of course, she was just put in charge of the CIA by President Trump. You see, you can lie to the American people and get away with it forever. It's amazing to me that we allow our government to do things that the Iranian people will not allow their Ayatollahs to get away with. Absolutely amazing. I mean, I'm not even talking yet about 9/11 lies or the lies about TWA 800. I mean, take a look at that. Is a direct parallel, to what the Iranians had done. But of course, the Clinton administration in election year lied about that. The FBI knew better. And you had people at the top of the FBI shut down that investigation and lie, and they got the cooperation of the mainstream press.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again, when it's clutch time, to focus the people on taking action against the globalist, because I'm committed to a future for humanity, and I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019 for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020 however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar, and you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you, and I suggest you use it. If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect, because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge. InfoWarsLife.com. 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 You go to that URL, it takes you to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com, where you find the 60-plus products, where we've gone out and researched what is the best, what gives people the best results. We either private label it, or we develop our own with top developers. And folks, I'm telling you, you can see the difference in me, my energy, my focus. I've lost almost 40 pounds in less than 4 months. It's incredible. So do yourself a favor. Try out the products if you've been on the fence. You can't lose, except if you don't take action. Because when you buy the products, you're funding the operation that is always delivering, thanks to your support and God's grace and our action. But you need these products. That's the real reason you want to get them, is because they're amazing. And then when you get great results, please tell others about it, word of mouth. That's how we expand in the face of the NWO instead of imploding. We're fighting to win, and we are winning, thanks to you.
Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate. But everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again because I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the Constitution I've been given. But up until about 8-9 years ago, when I started taking X2 and the products in InfoWars Life, I still got sick every couple of years. And, you know, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products at InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there, I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the great products.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Revealed that the UK government secretly funded Reuters in the 1960s and 1970s. Now, think about the fact that we have Microsoft and its browser. It has NewsGuard, right? You get the check mark from Microsoft, and everything that a news organization says, it gets the check mark, whether it is Fox News or CNN or the New York Times or Jeff Bezos, Washington Post, or of course, Reuters. Everything that they say is true and objective. They never spin anything. They always give you the truth, nothing but the truth. And of course, they give you the whole truth too, don't they? No, actually, they were paid off by British intelligence. Just like here in America, Operation Mockingbird and the CIA telling the Mockingbird press what to say. It's one of the reasons why all three of the networks covered the same stories and had the same approach to all these stories. Nobody thinking about this, nobody with their own opinions or different analysis of the facts. Don't ever ask any uncomfortable questions for the government. If you do, we'll denounce you as a conspiracy theorist. It's one of the reasons why in these so-called debates, you always have the same questions asked every election cycle. And it doesn't matter if they're Democrats or Republicans, they will always ask the same questions every time. Nobody will ever venture out of this little narrowly defined safe venue that they have. They make sure they know who's going to be asking the questions. And oh, by the way, if you ever get outside their comfort zone, you will never talk to them again. That's the other thing that they hold over people. They don't have to actually just, you know, you can control the news media just by the implied threat that you're going to lose access to them. And of course, the Democrats have taken away access from Fox News. That's one of the reasons why Fox News has been so critical of President Trump. They're trying to get back into the good graces of the Democrats, you know, so they can be part of the established press. I was also shown Google's new, essentially, NewsGuard. And one person retweeted it to me, and I retweeted it on Libertarian as well. Said, look at this. Took a screenshot of it and said, look, I just updated my Google Chrome browser, and they have their equivalent of NewsGuard that Microsoft has developed with funding from the military-industrial complex, with funding from DARPA. DARPA, the Military Industrial Complex Intelligence Community, is paying for this NewsGuard issue. I wouldn't be surprised if they're funding it for Google as well. Of course, there's other ways that they can slip money to Google. You know, they want to have defense contracts. They want to have access. They want to have, again, you know, the access aspect of all this. But showed me a screenshot, said, you know, you can't trust this guy. You know, just a tweet. So he goes to his browser after he's installed the Google Chrome update, and it tells him when it sees a tweet from me, even a tweet from me. I mean, we're not talking about going to InfoWars, let's say, and having InfoWars. Like, oh, don't trust anything here. They said that about a tweet from me, anything that I say. Do not listen to this man. So the British government secretly funded Reuters in the 1960s and the 1970s, but of course they're not doing it now. Of course we would never do that now, right? And all the stuff that CIA, when the CIA was secretly funding all of the establishment news organizations and broadcast media, telling them what to say, what not to say. Of course they would never do that now. Oh, no, no, That's 50 years ago. We don't do that kind of thing now. The government used the BBC to conceal funding and making payments to Reuters, the international news group. And this is what the 1969 redacted secret British government document entitled Funding of Reuters by Her Majesty's Government said. We're now in a position to conclude an agreement providing discrete government support for Reuters services in the Middle East and Latin America. Her Majesty's government's interests should be well served by the new arrangement. Boy, you can almost see them, you know, rubbing their hands together. The background about this. It was declassified last year, but of course not completely redacted. We still can't know everything that Reuters was doing on behalf of Her Majesty's government or the CIA on our side of the pond. A Reuters spokesman said the statement on Monday said it was common for news organizations to receive some form of state subsidy at the time. But of course we don't do that today. We would not do this today, he continued. If you look at their trust principles that Reuters put together in 1984, doublespeak, this they say that they are going to preserve their independence, their integrity, and their freedom from bias in the gathering and dissemination of information and news. And of course, on a regular basis, I show you how biased they are and what they report, the way they report it. I mean, you can very subtly be biased. Even a news gathering service, right? When you're a news aggregator, what you choose to report is going to reflect your bias. It's very clear. I mean, we have news aggregate sites, conservative, liberal, Democrat, progressive, whatever. You can tell just in the stories that are covered what their political slant is, let alone in terms of what they say, if they are the ones who are writing the articles. The BBC had a similar charter regarding its editorial independence. They say the BBC charter guarantees editorial independence. And they would never push something like, telling you that Building 7 was going to be falling, that had already fallen down when it's still standing over the reporter's shoulder. Yeah, they're absolutely, totally objective, true. They tell you everything that you need to know. As a matter of fact, on RT, now RT is not going to tell you what you need to know about Russia, but they will tell you what you need to know about our governments. An op-ed by Neil Clark. And he says, don't look there, look here. And he talks about how strange it is that the media in the United Kingdom is so focused on the protests in Iran and completely ignoring the yellow vest protests in France. Isn't that interesting? I mean, it's almost as if they're getting money from the government to push a narrative, isn't it? He said government protests in Tehran receive much wider coverage in the UK than the ones in France just across the channel. And they ask, how many British people have ever visited Iran, or how many have lived there or have second homes in Iran? He goes, however, if you look at France, 76% of Brits have been to France in some time in their life. It was the top country for Britons having visited in a survey. 17 million Britons visited France or visit France each year. And then it's home to 190,000 UK-born people. So you would kind of think that the British press would think that you might be interested in what's going on right across the channel. But no, no, no. You're far more interested in what's going on the street.
InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste, and it doesn't compete with Super Blue, that's 4 to 5 colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride free. The adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans, but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation, InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
It's either happened to every person listening, or it's happened to someone you know. Everybody is well aware of the fact that most people that end up getting the flu have taken the flu vaccine right before they get it, and that they get the worst case of the flu of their life. But still, like concentration camp victims, they line up at the different pharmacies and clinics to get the injections. It doesn't matter that studies, mainline government studies in Canada and Europe show that when you take the flu vaccine, it doubles your chances of getting the flu the next season by lowering your immunity. It goes on and on. Or the fact that the governments have never guessed the next year's mutation, that the flu vaccine has never, ever even worked. But how do you prove up a hoax? You keep the giant hoax going. No wonder we've got one of the worst flu seasons on record happening right now.
Hey, you there. We have a problem. You see, there is a baby. The mother of this baby is not sure she's ready. The father of this baby doesn't want to settle down. The mother starts to have regrets. The father considers leaving town. But a friend says there's a solution. She says to have an abortion. The mother decides to look into it. The clinic assures her it's safe. She's made her decision. She's going to have an abortion. The problem is that baby is you.
Join me, Owen Schroyer, at the March for Life, Friday, January 24th, in Washington, D.C., noon at the National Mall. I'll see you there. It's time to stand up for the unborn. It's time to speak out for the voiceless.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Declassified last year, a memo from the British government showing that they were buying Reuters. Don't worry, though. It was 50, 60 years ago, and I'm sure they're not doing it today. And they don't control the BBC either, right? And the CIA doesn't control the U.S. mainstream media. The Pentagon doesn't. And, of course, social media. It's just doing their thing, right? They're not being controlled by anybody. I know we'll talk about that in a moment. But this article from RT, written by Neil Clark, asks, why do we have so much coverage in the UK about what was happening in Iran, but nothing at all about what is happening right across the channel in France, where the British people have so much of a connection? 17 million people from Britain visit France every year. About 200,000 UK people have moved there, right? And it's just a little drive across the channel to, take a boat across the channel. Either way, I mean, it's right there. So he goes, with that kind of connection between the two countries, you would think, if you are a UK news editor, you would think it'd be reasonable to assume that the British TV viewers would be more interested in massive anti-government street protests in France, a country that they know very well, than there would be in faraway Iran, wouldn't you? Yet, the reality is that while this weekend's anti-government protests in Iran over the unintentional shooting down of a Ukrainian airliner led the news bulletins and were the top story for all of Sunday on the BBC website, the coverage of the protests in France and a nationwide strike over pension reform has been scant. As a matter of fact, these yellow vest demonstrations have been taking place every weekend since December 2018. Last weekend was Act 61. In Paris, protesters were pelting police with stones, trying to erect barricades on the streets, setting dumpsters on fire. Police responded with volleys of tear gas and force. And at the same time, there is a general strike against Macron's planned pension age hike, taking it from 62 to 64, and that's in its 31st day. Yet none of this, which is taking place in France, tightly connected to British people right across the channel, none of that was newsworthy in the UK. They focused entirely and exclusively on what they called anti-regime protests in Iran. So look at this, but not at that. As a matter of fact, one example of this in social media is a story we have on Infowars.com that's put up on the Drudge Report. Twitter removes a cringy video of Prince Harry pitching Meghan Markle to the CEO of Disney. And so they've been taking that down because they don't want you to look at that, right? I mean, that is how tightly controlled. Think about that. Think about that. You're not allowed to see this. They consider that to be dangerous, just like they consider Alex Jones and InfoWars to be dangerous on Twitter. So they got to shadow ban what we have to say. They have to shadow ban what you say about vaccines or about pro-life or anything like that. But, you know, they got to maintain that these, the prince, the duke and the duchess, as they call them. I called them the other day. I tweeted it out. I said, look at this. These guys are pitching themselves to Disney. And why not? Because they've already been costume characters for a long time in the United Kingdom. I mean, they could easily make the transition to the Magic Kingdom, right? As a matter of fact, they could even keep their same persona. Goofy and Maleficent. They don't even have to change. Yesterday they came out and said, well, I think they've reached an agreement, as all the royal watchers in the UK are saying. I think they reached an agreement of how they can do this part-time. And so I said to my wife, I said, how do they know when they're on the, when they're working and, or working, quote unquote, when they're getting paid, let's put it that way. How do they know, when they're on the job and getting paid by the United Kingdom or when they're on the job and getting paid by the Magic Kingdom? Well, you know, probably doesn't make too much difference. In this video, what is so damaging to this, and why it's being removed by Twitter is because they were at the premiere of The Lion King. And he was pitching to the CEO of Disney, Bob Iger, that Meghan could do a voiceover gig. He says, you can't hear it. I'll just, there's subtitles there. He says, you know, she does voiceovers. And he goes, oh, really? Yeah. Did you know that? And he goes, I didn't know that. And then he says, you seem surprised, but yeah, she's really interested, says Harry. And then Iger politely indulges the Duke of Sussex. I think we should call him the Duke of Suckup. Nodding and saying, sure, we'd love to try this. Yeah. Tell you what, give me your phone number and I'll call you. No, actually, he doesn't say that. He didn't even show that much interest in it. Absolutely amazing. Maybe they should have called it instead of the Lion King, maybe he should have pitched a sequel and said, hey, we can do the sequel to that, The Lying Duchess. How about that? Instead of the Lion King. I love the meme that is out of Harry and Meghan. 35-year-old man vows to move out of his parents' house and give up his allowance. Yeah, a courageous move, isn't it? Or you could say ambitious Machiavellian actress who is virtue signaling plays the race card. Anybody that criticizes her is racist, you know, because she wants to have all the connections and the privilege of the royal family, but it's kind of embarrassing because she has to be a part of the group of people that are the very pinnacle of white privilege, right? She doesn't want to give up the privileges. She wants to keep those privileges. It's kind of embarrassing to be around all these white people, you know? I mean, she only wants to be seen with her black mother, and she has to get some kind of a distance with this. And maybe she can pull it off. Maybe she can keep the privilege and keep the money and keep the halo of being a royal costume character and still keep her independence from that. I don't know. I think she's just stepping. This is just a stepping stone for her ambition. And I think she's going to be stepping on Harry's back pretty soon as he is going to go around groveling to try to get gigs for her. Absolutely amazing. But, you know, when we look at this divorce within the royal family, there's another divorce that's going on in the UK that you're not supposed to see. Again, look at this. Don't look at that. This is the way that it operates. And it's a little bit easier sometimes to look at it. Most of our listeners, we have a lot of people listening in the UK. Most of our listeners, however, are in the United States. So maybe it's a little bit easier for you to see this in the UK than it is in the United States. I don't know. The hypocrisy's been pretty bad here in America. It's not too hard to see. But think about the fact that everybody is talking about the divorce of the royal family, essentially. And yet they're not talking about the fact that Scotland wants to leave the United Kingdom. And they're not being allowed. How is that? Isn't it amazing? And I point this out all the time because all these people who assert their independence and say, we have a right to self-government. And they do. I supported Brexit. I was very happy to see Brexit. I celebrated Brexit. I even said, just like Winston Churchill said, hey, when America got its independence, that helped us in the United Kingdom to get our independence from the crown. It helped to establish Parliament's power. It was a good thing. It made the U.S. more free, and it made England more free. But if the U.K. has the right of self-government, and it does, it has the right to leave the European Union, doesn't Scotland, if it wants to leave, have the right to leave the United Kingdom? But, of course, Boris Johnson says no, no. Don't look at that divorce. Look at the little dog and pony show from the Duke and Duchess of Suckup. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I keep my eye on the news all the time, but I miss the fact that in late 2019, just about 2 weeks ago, the CDC and the FDA approved live Ebola vaccine to be given inside the United States. And it is an experimental vaccine. It is live. It's not even attenuated. They've just genetically modified it so it's supposedly not lethal. Same stuff they did with the Gardasil vaccine that's admittedly killed and maimed so many. This is just crazy. And the Congo's had the biggest outbreaks of Ebola ever since they started giving the vaccine there in the last few years. Oh, and of course, opening the borders up here and letting people in unvetted, the Democrats distribute across the country. You cannot make up the magnitude of this insanity. And it is an attempted Ebola assault on America. This is the New World Order.
InfoWarsLife.com. 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 You go to that URL, it takes you to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com where you find the 60-plus products where we've gone out and researched what is the best, what gives people the best results. We either private label it or we develop our own with top developers. And folks, I'm telling you, you can see the difference in me, my energy, my focus. I've lost almost 40 pounds in less than 4 months. It's incredible. So do yourself a favor. Try out the products if you've been on the fence. You can't lose except if you don't take action. Because when you buy the products, you're funding the operation that is always delivering thanks to your support and God's grace and our action. But you need these products. That's the real reason you want to get them, is because they're amazing. And then when you get great results, please tell others about it. Word of mouth. That's how we expand in the face of the NWO instead of imploding. We're fighting to win, and we are winning thanks to you.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globalists run for their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American revolution. Be part of crushing the globalist. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, we talk about the fact that the government wants you to see this but not that, and how they control and buy the media, including Reuters. Reuters bought and paid for by the British government in the 1960s and 1970s. No doubt about it. The document was released last year because now it is safely in the past, and we can be assured that they're not doing that today. Why, quite frankly, you can look at any Reuters story and you can see that they have absolutely no bias. They're not omitting things or putting a spin on anything at all. Of course, right? I frequently point out exactly how they are spinning and lying and omitting information. That's basically what I do here. And one of the look here but not there aspects, of course, is Julian Assange. And there's an interesting take on Zero Hedge about how he might walk free, thanks to the CIA and what they have been doing in terms of aggressively coming after him. Parallels, by the way, going back to the Pentagon Papers case and Daniel Ellsberg. Now, in the past, I've talked about how the left, who basically doesn't seem to care about Julian Assange anymore, right? They love and lionize the Washington Post and the New York Times, as a matter of fact. You just had the Spielberg picture recently made last year called The Post, and they had Tom Hanks and they had Meryl Streep, you know, the usual suspects in a Spielberg film, talking about how wonderful the Washington Post is, how courageous and brave. And it was courageous and brave back then to post the information that was leaked that exposed the lies of the U.S. government about Vietnam. But, and it helped to establish the strength of the First Amendment. And it was important. has absolutely nothing to do, of course, with the Washington Post and New York Times today, who don't give a whit about Julian Assange or freedom of the press. As a matter of fact, these people are leading the cancel culture in many ways, leading the calls for censorship now, just like Hollywood. But if you go back to the Pentagon Papers case, Daniel Ellsberg was the one who got the information. He took it and exposed it. He had criminal liability for doing that, even though he is acting as a whistleblower. He then gave it to the newspapers, and they ruled that, well, the newspapers, because they did not steal the information, they were free to publish it. The person who took the information and turned it over to the newspapers, that person can be prosecuted, but not the press. And so when they came after Julian Assange, it was necessary for the American government, the so-called Justice Department and the CIA, to pretend that Julian Assange was the one who had obtained the information or had participated in obtaining the information, that he wasn't, he and WikiLeaks were not simply the publishers. That, of course, is a lie, I believe. Nevertheless, if you're going to go in that direction, say, well, he's not the publisher, so he doesn't have the immunity that the New York Times and the Washington Post had during the Pentagon Papers. He was like Daniel Ellsberg, who actually obtained the information. I don't believe that's true, but if he is like Daniel Ellsberg in this particular case, then let's take a look at what happened to Daniel Ellsberg, because he didn't go to prison. Why didn't he go to prison? Well, it was brought to the judge's attention after the trial began that the White House plumbers, you know, those guys, the CIA spooks and other people that work for Richard Nixon, eventually got him thrown out of office with Watergate. The White House plumbers broke into the office of Ellsberg's psychiatrist. Based on that information and on other complaints of government misbehavior, including the FBI's interception of Ellsberg's telephone conversations with a government official, the judge, Judge William Matthew Byrne, decided that the case should be dismissed with prejudice because the government acted outrageously. And so Zero Hedge points out the same thing applies in the Julian Assange case. Why? Well, you had the Spanish newspaper, El Pas, I think is the way you pronounce it, broke the story that UC Global invaded Assange's privacy at the Ecuadorian embassy and shared its surveillance with the CIA. See, they're like the plumbers, and the CIA is like the CIA in the Daniel Ellsberg case. It demonstrated a step-by-step, document-by-document, UC Global's actions and its contacts with the CIA. And you'd have to be an idiot to not believe that the CIA did not monitor Julian Assange at every move. What they did to Julian Assange using this go-between was the same thing that they did to Daniel Ellsberg. I think that's very important. But, of course, you know, don't look at Julian Assange. We got other stories to show you. You know, we can talk about Meghan Markle, and we can talk about Prince Harry and so forth. Do not pay any attention to Julian Assange. And here's another example of this, okay? It's not just politics. It's any agenda that they don't like. They will distract you to something else, or they will just come out and try to censor it, just as you got Twitter saying we want to, you know, shutting down the video of Prince Harry groveling to the Disney CEO. You now have abortion activists panicking in the UK because there are pro-life groups that are rising at universities. And so what do? They're demanding censorship by the social media companies. So you have these various groups here that in 2018, in all the UK, there were only 8 pro-life societies at universities. But over the past year, that has grown by 75%. Now there's 14. And so they're starting to panic. And now they're calling for censorship. Who are they calling on to protect their censorship? They're calling on Facebook. And I got to say, you know, my wife saw this and sent this to me. It's a commercial from, I think, a couple of years ago that was done by Dorito. And I want to play that commercial for you because it does exactly what I told my wife when she worked for Birth Choice many years ago, counseling organization, try to talk young women out of abortion, tell them that there are adoption options. You don't have to kill your kid. There's a lot of families out there waiting for a child. And I said at the time, I said, you know, the best thing they could do would be to fund, this is, you know, like 30 years ago, 40 years ago almost. So the best thing they could do would be to fund better quality ultrasound so that people could actually see the baby. Well, now you can. They didn't fund it, but you can with 4D ultrasound. You can see the baby in three dimensions and you can see them moving around. And so Dorito did a commercial. Let's play that commercial because this is what they don't want you to see.
And there's your beautiful baby.
Any day now.
Really? You're eating Doritos? He's eating Doritos on my ultrasound.
Oh, they're looking at the ultrasound.
Do you see what I have to do?
I know.
Now the baby notices the Doritos and he wants some. He's reaching for the Doritos as the guy is moving the Doritos around.
No! Give me that!
She takes it away and throws it, and the baby pushes its way out to get the Doritos. Yeah, that humanizes a baby, doesn't it? It shows the power of narrative. It shows the power of entertainment. It shows the power of the press. And you don't typically see stuff like that. You typically see the other side being shown. But we will show that to you, and we will always show that to you. We got more to talk about when we come back. And I want to talk a little bit more about TWA Flight 800. That's another thing. Don't look at that. Look at the Iranian thing, right? Don't look at TWA 800. I think we probably already had more about the Ukrainian accidental shootdown than we have about TWA Flight 800 in 1996. But before we go to break, I just want to remind you of a new special that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this program. Really do appreciate your support. And we try to respond with great specials to help your health. And right now, we have 50% off food and water supplies. We also have a special pack for cleansing and boosting your immunity. But the storable foods are now 50% off. And we have Alexa Pure Pro Gravity Feed water filtration units and the Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration units. Both of those are now 30% off, and that is a big dollar savings at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have a new cleanse and boost pack, a perfect way to supercharge your body and mind for the new year. We have Myco ZX Plus, Winter Sun Plus, Lung Cleanse Plus, Pollen Block, and Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That pack is now 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Take a look. Support free speech. Support the free press. Support your health. InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to talk about Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old, and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste. And it's fluoride-free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now. Because I like the way it feels.
You want to break some globalist ribs. You want to crush some skulls politically. You want to drive ice picks through their eyeballs spiritually. There's nowhere you can spend money. There's nowhere you can place your bet in a fight where it's going to have more power per dollar. Your bang for your buck here gets you great products at great prices that literally fund the system where the spirit of resistance lives to drive it home to the enemy. And so it's very simple. If you don't want to be slaves and you want to see the fight taken to the enemy, which God wants to see, you see, we have to make the effort 110%. God will finish the move. And I know I need to stay in the fight, in the attack. I want to attack. I want to go after the globalists. And just believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want somebody to commit to you and your family to fight for all of our futures together, you've got to guarantee you keep me in the game. I'm going to bust my ass with everything I got for us, for myself, my family, for your family, because we're in this together. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I was just talking about how the UK abortion groups are panicking over the rise of pro-life groups in the UK universities, at the university level. An increase in 75% over the last year. And so their response is, oh, no, it's not pro-choice. No, no, they want you, don't want you to be able to choose. They don't want you to hear the choices. They don't want you to see the living child inside a mother. No, 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 no. They're not pro-choice about anything. They are authoritarians who choose to censor everything. That's their response. And we can see this in New Jersey as well. We just had, fortunately, the bill there to eliminate religious vaccine exemptions fail to pass. It was supposed to come up for a hearing, a vote. And as they looked at it in the state Senate, they believed that as they counted heads before the vote, they believed that they were one vote short. They didn't want to have the vote and be seen as losing, so they just canceled the vote. But you had the Senate President, Stephen Sweeney. I wonder if he's any relation to Sweeney Todd, the demon barber Fleet Street. Anyway, he was a guy who basically chopped people up for body parts. Sold them in pies rather than, at stem cell clinics. Anyway, he said, we are ready to go to war over this. We will pass this bill. This is about public health. It's about protecting people. See, they want to protect you, and they're pro-choice. It's just that they are going to slam you in jail if you don't do it their way. Right? They don't care about you. They don't care about your children. They don't care about free speech. They don't care about the free exercise of religion. They don't care about any of that. As a matter of fact, when you look at this, why should I have to go back to a religious exemption to say I don't want to have medical care forced on me? But a lot of people do have a religious issue with this. They say, look, while these vaccines have been produced by using aborted babies, testing it on them or using their parts in this, I don't want to have anything to do with that dirty business. But I think the whole idea of first do no harm, that ought to also qualify as a religious exemption. I know that it was the ethical statement of a Greek physician, Galen. Nevertheless, I mean, can't we embrace that as Christians, as Jews, as Muslims even, or even as atheists? Can't you embrace the ethics of first do no harm? Can't you embrace the idea of actually having a choice when it comes to medical care? No, 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 no. No, not when big pharmaceutical profits are involved here. And he said, we're going to continue to do this. Folks, the fight for liberty and freedom never stops. Because the people who are coming after your liberty, the people who are coming after your property, never stop either. You're always going to have thieves. They call them Democrats today. They're going to steal your property. They're going to steal your property rights. You had Elizabeth Warren in a desperate bid to rise in the polls. Starts talking about how you're not going to be allowed to have any new homes built. Private homes, we don't want private homes. And if you do have a private home, we might let you do it if you can prove to our satisfaction that it has zero energy usage. It's net zero. And then, if you can afford it, we may allow you to have a home. Yeah, these people don't respect property or rights, and they certainly don't respect property rights. Since the law, state law, since 2008, has said that you can opt out of this because of religious exemptions. Yeah, first, do no harm. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey, you there. We have a problem. You see, there is a baby. The mother of this baby is not sure she's ready. The father of this baby doesn't want to settle down. The mother starts to have regrets. The father considers leaving town. But a friend says there's a solution. She says to have an abortion. The mother decides to look into it. The clinic assures her it's safe. She's made her decision. She's going to have an abortion. The problem is that baby is you.
Join me, Owen Schroyer, at the March for Life, Friday, January 24th, in Washington, D.C., noon, at the National Mall. I'll see you there. It's time to stand up for the unborn. It's time to speak out for the voiceless.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I've talked about how governments working with mainstream media are very effective at misdirecting people's attention. Take a look at Brexit, but don't take a look at Scottish independence. Take a look at the royal divorce with Harry leaving the royals, but don't take a look at Scotland wanting to leave the United Kingdom. Don't take a look at what's going on in France, even though the UK's got a lot of connections there. Don't look at the people protesting their government. Pay attention to the people protesting their government in Iran. We'll look at that exclusively. And I'm absolutely amazed, as I said, that in Iran, you have absolutely more transparency and more truth, even though they lied initially and said, well, we don't have the resources to have a full-scale cover-up like the U.S. government, so we better admit it, take our lumps. And now you've got journalists who are resigning, saying, I'm sorry I lied to you. I don't want to do this anymore. Have you seen anybody do that at CNN? No. At MSNBC? No. At Fox News? No. Where they lied us into the Iraq war? The weapons of mass destruction? There? No. No consequences for that. Nobody's going to jail. Iran has announced arrests over the downing of a plane that killed 176 people. Look, I'm not saying the Ayatollahs are good guys. They're not good guys. But I'm telling you, you better pay attention to your own government. Your own government. Our government gets away with lies and murders all the time. We have Mike Pompeo laughing about it and getting applauded for it at Texas A&M. We lie, we cheat, we steal. We have classes on it. Ha, ha, ha. That's great. We love that. We love our liars at the CIA. We love our fibbers at the FBI. We love how they do coups against our elected president here in the United States, just like they did coups against the elected president of Iran in 1953 and put in their CIA stooge, the Shah of Iran. It's amazing. It's amazing to me. And so, yeah, they have arrested some people. Hillary is not going to even be looked at by the Department of Justice for anything that she did, any of the crimes that she did. Madeleine Albright, yeah, we killed 500,000 kids with sanctions in Iraq. It was worth it. I don't care. Nobody's looking at Madeleine Albright. Absolutely amazing to me. And so, you know, when we look at this, the closest parallel to this accidental shootdown of this commercial airliner in Iran is, of course, the Flight 290, but also a TWA Flight 800. Now, 290, as I pointed out many times, talked about it last week. I said, you know, that was an accidental shoot down. I don't believe that the U.S. wanted to shoot down a commercial plane. It was a fact that we did, however. It was an Iranian plane. And you had a couple hundred people, all of them died in that. And we paid a small amount of money for that. And George H.W. Bush said, I don't care what the facts are. I'm not apologizing. He was a tough guy, wasn't he? And Mr. Big Man, Mr. Big Shot, Mr. Strong Man. That's what he called Manuel Noriega. Well, you know, George H.W. Bush wanted to be a strong man, too, when he was running for president in 1988. I don't apologize. I don't do apologies. He just does CIA coups. look, it was an accident. They got it wrong, just like Iran did. When it came to Flight 800, there was, of course, no apology. There was no compensation. There was no admission that they'd gotten it wrong there as well. And just go back to TWA Flight 800. Again, they don't want you to look at Flight 800. I do. I want you to take a look at what your own government is doing and be more interested in that than what the Iranian Ayatollahs are doing, oppressing their people, because they're doing this to you. They've been lying to us for 24 years about Flight 800. You had Hank Hughes, a senior accident investigator, Bob Young, a TWA investigator, Jim Spear, an accident investigator for the Airline Pilots Association. None of them believed the government's official lie that it just happened to blow up in midair. I talked about it yesterday. Andrew Danziger, who eventually became pilot for Obama, he died in 2015 of cancer. But he said back in 2000, he said, nope, there's only a handful of pilots that amazed. Almost every pilot I have talked to, hundreds I know, don't buy the official explanation. We all know as pilots, there's a lot of things that can go wrong. But if you have a plane that just blows up in midair, oh, that's not a malfunction. They don't just explode. Yeah, pilots can make errors. You can have other things. But jets do not explode in midair. And the FBI and the mainstream media wanted you to believe. And they got you to believe that. Because, see, they worked. They have mastered the art of propaganda in America. Iran can't get away with it, but the FBI, the CIA, and the mainstream media can when they work together. All these whistleblowers were placed under a gag order by the National Transportation Safety Board. Think about that. No. Don't talk to anybody about that. We have a story. Our story is going to be the one that goes out. Plus, you had more than 730 eyewitnesses who said, we saw missiles flying by on Long Island, and we saw missiles hitting the plane. Don't pay any attention to those people either. 730 witnesses. You have multiple investigators who looked at it. Said, No. Don't believe any of that. You had the FBI going around confiscating flight recordings, radar scans from people. Take a look at some of the evidence of that we never... Well, we've talked about it many, many times at InfoWars. But the fact that they got away with this, explosive residue was found inside the plane. From initial reports, the FBI scientists, the ones who first did the investigation, said, oh, we found RDX, we found nitroglycerin, we found a substance called PETN. All of these are necessary components in military-grade bomb-making. PETN is also commonly found in both nuclear and non-nuclear missile warheads. All three of these chemicals are found in an area with a strange red residue, a known indicator of rocket fuel combustion. The public was kept in the dark by the government and by the mainstream media for at least a month about that. And then they said, that's just a conspiracy theory. I'll tell you the explanation they came up with. The explanation was the dog did it. They said before this plane took off, we had used this plane for a bomb training exercise And although we had removed all the bomb materials, we didn't forget and leave the bomb on and make it blow up. No, we removed the bomb, but it left behind some residue. Well, that still wouldn't explain the indicator of rocket fuel, the red residue. But of course, the problem for them is that it was distributed over 10 different rows. It wasn't hidden. It wasn't in a place that you would typically hide a bomb. It would be in plain sight. You wouldn't even need a dog to find a bomb if that were the case. 736 people said they saw a missile or two hit the aircraft. As a matter of fact, one of them was flying a National Guard helicopter. A lot of these people, a lot of these witnesses were current and former military personnel. One guy, Major Fritz Meyer, watched the event while flying a National Guard helicopter. He was one of the people who was interviewed. Said he saw a trail of white headed for the plane. Then four explosions before the ultimate fuel tank explosion that erupted into a fireball. When he approached the FBI to give testimony, a 5-minute interview with a single agent who took no notes. And then later he said they didn't use anything I had to say. So he went public along with some of these other people. But you didn't see any of that, right? It didn't happen. It's just a conspiracy theory. Our government lies to us worse than the Ayatollahs. We'll be right back.
I've got to really hand it to the listeners and viewers of InfoWars. Your support and your help in rebooting Americana as a challenge to the globalist system of corporate tyranny has really caught hold, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. And President Trump's fearlessness when it comes to promoting Americana and basic liberty is amazing as well. He's still lacking on the big tech censorship, taking action against that and some other areas, but trying to end the wars, boosting our economy, speaking out against communist China. Trump's been doing an amazing job, but now more than ever, we really have to realize that we're being targeted because we are effective, and the globalists are beginning to lose their war against humanity in a big way. And so we're going to see some major fireworks out of them. But it's critical to not let ourselves get down when we see all the poison they spray at us. That's an attempt to demoralize us. We've got to remember that and stay focused and stay happy. The globalists know that I will never willingly give up. I've said it many times. I will never give in. I will never give up, but I could give out. And it's very, very frustrating to see them committing all their crimes against humanity, to see evil running rampant like this, and to know that most Americans have already been silenced in cyberspace, that most Americans have already been shadow banned by big tech, and to know that most Americans feel powerless and don't realize how much power they have by spreading the word about NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and Band.Video, and that people are hungry for the truth now more than ever, and that if you tell people, hey, the banned truth they don't want you to have is at InfoWars.com/show and Band.Video. So take heart, folks. They've had to censor everybody and shut everybody down because the truth is powerful and they can't beat us fair and square. If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge. I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists, because I'm committed to a future for humanity
and I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019 for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020 however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar, and you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you, and I suggest you use it.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Can we say that we are not responsible when we allow our government to continue to get away with lies? Lies about 9/11, lies about weapons of mass destruction, lies about shooting down an airliner by accident. TWA Flight 800, 1996, as Bill Clinton was running for re-election. That would not look very good, would it, on his resume, on his curriculum vitae? So he had some help from the FBI. They shut it down. You had lower-level FBI inspectors, as I pointed out. They went out and they interviewed witnesses. They had 736 witnesses who saw missiles as they were having naval training exercises in the vicinity as the airliner was shot down on Long Island. 736 witnesses said they saw one. Some of them said two missiles. Some of the witnesses, very credible, as current and former military personnel. The FBI did interviews, and then those interviews just disappeared. The FBI forensic scientists did chemical analysis. They found military-grade explosives and rocket fuel residue that just disappeared. You have air traffic controllers who had radar. That was also confiscated by the FBI. Our government lies to us worse than the Iranian Ayatollahs are lying about their accidental shootdown of an airliner. Aren't you concerned about that? Oh, no, don't pay any attention to that. Just like we have the UK press telling everybody, pay attention to the riots, the anti-government riots in Iran. Don't pay any attention to the anti-government riots in France, however. We're not interested in that. You got to be interested in Iran. Look there. Not here. Don't look at what we're doing. Look over there. Look way out there in Iran. Let's fix their problems. We got some monsters we got to get rid of in Iran. And they are monsters. Make no doubt about it. We got worse monsters here with much more power. And they can lie and get away with it. They can lie to your face. That's right. George Carlin, I have certain rules I live by. My first rule is I don't believe anything the government tells me. That's George Carlin and I are on the same page when it comes to that. Let me tell you. Major Fritz Meyer, again, he was flying as a National Guard helicopter pilot. So he was in the military. Said he saw a trail of white headed for the plane, then four explosions before the ultimate fuel tank explosion. He gave a 5-minute interview to an FBI agent. One FBI agent, he took no notes. And the only time they talked to him, even though he witnessed it, as a National Guard helicopter pilot. Now, Meyer is also a Vietnam War combat veteran who flew 46 rescue missions in Vietnam. He was awarded the Distinguished Flying Cross, but despite his credibility and his experience, the FBI never contacted him again. Later, he personally filed an affidavit pending the 4-year-long investigation. And here is some of what he said in his official affidavit. He said he and his co-pilot were flying an approach to the Suffolk County Airport in Long Island. He said, we were on a short final about 100 feet above the ground when the tower called and said there was a Cessna entering the traffic pattern for our runway. I leaned forward in my seat, put my head as close to the windscreen as I could, and I began scanning in front of the helicopter looking for the Cessna. At that moment, I saw a streak of light in the sky moving very rapidly from my left center farther to my left. It was red, orange, and color. It resembled the path of a shooting star that you'd see at night, except it was red-orange. And I saw it in broad daylight. And one does not see shooting stars in broad daylight. There was a break where it stopped. And then for an instant, I saw nothing. And then suddenly, right there, I saw an explosion. High-velocity explosion. Military ordnance. And remember, this is a guy who is an experienced Vietnam pilot. And he was given Distinguished Medal of Honor for his service and what he had done. Distinguished Flying Cross. Anyway, he said, it looked like flak in the sky. This is a guy who knows what flak looks like. He knows what military ordnance looks like. He said, I've seen a lot of flak, both theirs and ours. It was military ordnance. On August 15th, 2000, this is 4 years after the incident, some witnesses of the event, still frustrated at not being given the time of day by the FBI or the National Transportation Safety Board, formed the TWA 800 Eyewitness Alliance. And they took out a full-page ad in the Washington Times to highlight the fact that the truth was being ignored. And this, show that screen clip there from the article here. They said, we saw, they paid for an ad. And this is what the ad says. Hundreds of witnesses know the FBI and the CIA lied, lied. We want the National Transportation Safety Board to tell the truth. We saw the TWA Flight 800 shot down by missiles, and we won't be silenced any longer. We are some of the hundreds of eyewitnesses to the crash of TWA Flight 800 that killed 230 people off the coast of Long Island, July 17, 1996. We are outraged that the FBI would not let a single one of us testify at the NTSB's public hearing in December 1997 when it heard testimony on what may have happened to the plane. The FBI feared that our testimony would undermine the video produced by the CIA that was shown on national television to persuade viewers that we all mistook the plane's burning fuel for a missile. They want you to believe that a fuel tank explosion caused the crash. Their Herculean efforts failed to find the necessary ignition source. We are incensed that for nearly 4 years, the FBI refused to release its hundreds of reports of interviews with eyewitnesses who told them what we saw. We are shocked at the lengths to which the FBI, the CIA, and the NTSB have all gone to discredit and to ignore our testimony in order to hide the truth. I have to ask you, listeners, are you shocked that the FBI and the CIA would hide the truth? Are you shocked that they would lie to you? After the 3 years of what we have witnessed them doing to President Trump and getting away with it? Are you shocked anymore? Now, of course, many of us have looked at the long history of government lies that stretch back way before September 11th, 2001, that stretch back way before 1996 and TWA Flight 800. It is a pattern of behavior. It is the defining characteristic of the FBI and the CIA that they will lie to you for their purposes, for their agenda, and they will try to overthrow our government, our election, just like they did other countries. We've just had another coup in Bolivia. Why? Because they are already lining up their puppets to protect the resources of the future. Lithium for the batteries for their electric cars. It doesn't have anything to... Oil is not causing our problems. Lithium won't cause our problems. The CIA, the FBI, and the criminals in Washington who lie to us with the help of the media and get away with it. And it's about time we call out our liars. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey, you there. We have a problem. You see, there is a baby. The mother of this baby is not sure she's ready. The father of this baby doesn't want to settle down. The mother starts to have regrets. The father considers leaving town. But a friend says there's a solution. She says to have an abortion. The mother decides to look into it. The clinic assures her it's safe. She's made her decision. She's going to have an abortion. The problem is that baby is you.
Join me, Owen Schroyer, at the March for Life, Friday, January 24th, in Washington, D.C., noon, at the National Mall. I'll see you there. It's time to stand up for the unborn. It's time to speak out for the voiceless.
InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste. And it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation, InfoWarsStore.com. And that's why we're still on air, thanks to you. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
You're listening to the David Knight Show. Engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is the David Knight Show.
Yeah, let's reverse engineer the lies about TWA 800. Again, we are so preoccupied here with the American media about the lies of Iran and the accidental shoot down of that Ukrainian airliner. But they just don't have the capability of pulling off a lie like our government does. And we better pay more attention to the people who are right here at home. Just like I said at the beginning of the program, commentator at RT saying, can you believe this? Nothing at all about what's going on in France. You got massive yellow vest protests that have been going on for 61 weeks, violent protests every weekend confronting them over the fact that they are making it impossible for these people to live. I mean, it's a very agenda that we see being shoved down our throats. I talk about on almost daily basis. Smart cities and the UN agenda to starve us for energy, to take away our transportation, to lock us up in the cities, to turn us into serfs, perpetual renters of everything, if we can afford it, from our home to our transportation. And they're pushing back on that in France. That's why they don't want you to hear that. And then they have additional riots that have started over the pension changes, retirement changes that have happened in France. But don't pay attention to that. Pay attention to what's going on in Iran. And we need to get upset about the Iranians accidentally shooting down a commercial airline. And we did it to Iran back in 1988. And we did it to one of our own planes in 1996, another election year for Clinton. I got one more thing I want to say about this, and this is from 2016. American thinker had an air traffic controller who is now retired, came forward. Again, this is 2016, so that was 20 years after the incident. An individual who came forward, they referred to him by the name of Mark Johnson. He does not want to put his name out. They said that we've confirmed that he's in a position to know what he says. He believes, he said, I don't want my real name used because I believe that the American government, not the Iranian Ayatollahs, but the American government, will seek revenge, retribution, and or any other remedy that they feel like. I would be fearful that my pension would be at risk. And this is why many firefighters are afraid to come forward and talk about the lies of 9/11. Firefighters and others. The person writing this article for American Thinker said, I've heard this sentiment voiced by many people involved in this incident. In every incident. People understand that not only does the U.S. government lie, but it'll come after you. It will come. Truth is treason in an empire of lies. And if you don't understand that, well, if you do understand that, you'll understand why they came after InfoWars, why they purged us off of social media. What we were doing was treason to this empire of lies. Anyway, what was he? Well, he was an air traffic controller. He was working that night, the night that Flight 800 was shot down, at the New York Terminal Radar Approach Control, located in Westbury, New York. He was not responsible for tracking TWA Flight 800, but he spoke directly to the air traffic controller who did. In fact, he asked him plenty of questions, he said, to prepare myself for the suits who were beginning to arrive. Along with several other air traffic controllers, he viewed the radar tape of the incident. And according to him, he said, a primary radar return, an ASR-9, indicated vertical movement intersecting TWA 800. Now, this ASR-9 is an advanced radar system made by Northrop Grumman. It's able to detect a target and clutter even when the target has no transponder. And when the target has no transponder, guess what that is? That's a missile or UFO, whatever, okay? The radar picked up a small, unidentified, ascending object that intersected TWA 800 in the second before the 747 disappeared from the radar. So they pick up a small, unidentified, ascending object that doesn't have a transponder, and they see the plane, and then both of them disappear as they intersect. After Johnson and his supervisor watched the videotape replay with audio, they turned to each other and said in unison, "What the F?" Asked by his supervisor if he'd seen anything like this before, he said yes, while in the Navy, doing missile test fires at sea, which is exactly what was happening. They were having naval exercises at sea at the time. A day later, not knowing the full scope of the tragedy, he asked if he could take another look at the radar tape. "Can't. It's gone," said his supervisor. "We better say nothing," said Johnson, "or the effing government will make us disappear." And the supervisor agreed. See, we are at the level that people in the Soviet Union were. You know, they had two news outlets, Pravda and Izvestia. Pravda is supposed to mean truth. Izvestia is supposed to mean news. And the Russians knew they were being lied to, the Soviets. They said there's no truth in Pravda. There's no news in Izvestia. Let me tell you, there is no truth or news in the mainstream media. They are partners. and handsomely rewarded for being complicit in these lies of the FBI and the CIA. Going to 2014, we had this story back in 2014 on InfoWars. Hollywood source who was producing a movie called Courier X. This was about the TWA Flight 800. And according to Hollywood Reporter, the plot of Courier X links the CIA to the crash of Flight 800. InfoWars in 2014 was contacted by the source who had been involved in numerous Hollywood projects who wished to remain anonymous, just like this air traffic controller. We subsequently confirmed that he worked as a key grip throughout the production of the movie. He said, "I can tell you the producer and the writer were on edge during the making of the film. I was there when they once got visited by two men dressed in plain clothes that arrived in an unmarked car with license plates that I've never seen before. They refused to identify themselves, but told the producer, quote, it would be in your best interest to stop filming this." You see, the CIA and the Pentagon, as a matter of fact, I have a friend who used to work in the very department that did this. They are very interested in having people produce films that portray them in a positive light. You can take a look at the Jack Ryan series and how the actor, I forget his name, John Krasinski, is that his name? It used to be on The Office. Is that right? Anyway, sorry? Yeah, it is correct. Okay, good. He you know, plays a CIA action hero. and he is just singing the praises of the CIA up one side and down the other. Thank God for the CIA. We need more coups and more kinetic action and everything. And my friend worked at the Pentagon, and he would have people from Hollywood. They would present scripts, and if the scripts were positive to the Pentagon, they would be given access to all kinds of military hardware. And if the scripts were not positive for the Pentagon, they couldn't get it no matter how much money they had. And, of course, the CIA has its own site where it puts out ideas for scripts. They've got people who are writing scripts at the CIA for Hollywood, and they're open about it on their website. Come to us. We'll help you craft an interesting narrative and tell our side of the story. In 2013... we had Jim Spear. We had an article at InfoWars about Jim Spear, an accident investigator at the time of the crash. He worked for the Airline Pilots Association. He shifted through the recovered wreckage in a hangar, said he discovered holes consistent with those that would have been formed by a high-energy blast in the right wing. He requested it be tested for explosives. When the test came back positive, he said he was, quote, physically removed from a room by two CIA agents. We said in 2013 at InfoWars, no more evidence was ever offered for a fuel tank exploding than could be offered in the theoretical fiction of a wedding cake exploding, or for that matter, was ever offered for the Maine having been attacked by the Spanish in Havana Harbor, or for the Gulf of Tonkin incident, or weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. We better demand that our government start telling the truth, or at the very least, stop censoring those who do.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here, but I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here, and I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs, and we'll expand and really give the globalists run for their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalist. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
InfoWarsLife.com. 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 You go to that URL, it takes you to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com where you find the 60-plus products where we've gone out and researched what is the best, what gives people the best results. We either private label it or we develop our own with top developers. And folks, I'm telling you, You can see the difference in me, my energy, my focus. I've lost almost 40 pounds in less than 4 months. It's incredible. So do yourself a favor. Try out the products if you've been on the fence. You can't lose except if you don't take action. Because when you buy the products, you're funding the operation that is always delivering thanks to your support and God's grace and our action. But you need these products. That's the real reason you want to get them, is because they're amazing. And then when you get great results, please tell others about it, word of mouth. That's how we expand in the face of the NWO instead of imploding. We're fighting to win, and we are winning thanks to you.
Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate. But everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again because I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the Constitution I've been given. But up until about 8-9 years ago when I started taking X2, the products in InfoWars Life, I still got sick every couple of years. And, you know, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products at InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there, I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the great products.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, it's become something of a trope for the left to troll Alex Jones. They're making the frogs gay. Well, actually they are. You know, the hormone modifiers that are getting into the water, and also the SSRIs, the antidepressants and so forth. It's been documented, aggressive behavior from aquatic life and so forth. And that these hormones have the capability, just as we have this debate as to whether or not they should give these hormones to young kids in kindergarten and ages of 6, 7, and 8 years old. Just had a Texas judge do that, created a stir. We had the father of James Younger on all the programs talking about the outrage that a judge, because the mother wanted this to happen. And of course, she was, the father, was biologically connected to the child, but the mother wasn't. And it was a very bitter divorce. But she had a family court judge here in Texas that was going to require the father to pay for the chemical castration of his son at the age of 8. Now, as outrageous as that is, you understand that that happens because of hormones and various drugs that are being done. And that is what Alex has talked about many times. But now they're not just making the frogs gay. They're actually making the frogs. Making the frogs into some kind of a Frankenstein monster. A frog bot, if you will. They call it a xenobot. I thought, well, that's a strange bot. No, actually, It's the African clawed frog, Xenopus laevis. And so they said, oh, we'll call it a xenobot. Now, I don't know how this qualifies as being a bot, but I see a lot of troubling things out of this story. I like technology. I became an electrical engineer because I like technology, but I don't like the way technology is being abused. I don't like very, very powerful technology concentrated in the hands of a few people who have no ethics, who have no precautions about what they do, the people who will use that power against the rest of us. You know, when we look at the history of freedom, one of the defining historical trends is that you have widespread liberty when the use of force is widespread, when the tools of force are in the hands of the people and not locked up to the government alone. And we go through these cycles historically. New technology will come out for a while. It will be monopolized by the government. Eventually, it will work its way out to the people, and then there'll be a rough parity. You'll have a period of time where people enjoy greater freedom until they develop the next technology. The problem is that after the advent of the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us of, saying that the military and industry and academia, he also talked about academia, they will all come together. They will develop technology that will be for their exclusive use. And it is being developed so rapidly that they, A, don't pay any attention or care to what the consequences are going to be, or the ethics of it, how this could go wrong. And it's also being re-upped so rapidly that this is keeping very distant from the people. So that's one of the problems that I have with this. The other observation I have is that they are making this so-called xenobot, and we'll talk about whether or not this is really a biological machine or not, but they're making this from stem cells. Stem cells. So think about the fact that it's all right for them to create entirely new life forms, as they claim. To do what? We don't know yet. This is a Frankenstein monster in search of a purpose. And again, going back to Michael Crichton in Jurassic Park, just because you can do it doesn't mean you should do it, right? So they create this chimera, and they do it from stem cells. But don't you use your own stem cells taken from your body fat to heal your body of autism or arthritis, even rheumatoid arthritis. Let's see, what were some of the other things that they had? It was a lot of very, very severe chronic diseases. I'm trying to think of the one that was, it's not coming to me right now. Muscular dystrophy, that's it. They've had very effective results using your own stem cells to cure all those diseases that I just mentioned and many others. Documented use over 8,000 times. It is safe because it's cells taken from your own body. I mean, we're not putting in foreign cells from a different organism or from a different person. These are cells that are taken from your own body. They remove fat cells, and who among us doesn't have some of those to spare? They put them in a centrifuge and separate out the stem cells and then culture those and then put them back into your body in a concentrated form, and your body is able to repair itself in many amazing ways. Dr. Kristen Camilla has now been erased, canceled by the FDA, because she had the audacity and the compassion to be very enthusiastic about how this could help people for a tiny fraction of what big pharmaceutical drugs that merely mask the symptoms and have many very, very serious side effects. It's a mere fraction of the cost of these very dangerous drugs sold by the big pharmaceutical companies that control the FDA and control the mainstream media. So that bothered me right away when I saw that. Oh, stem cells. It's okay to create Frankenfrogs with stem cells. But you people out there, You cannot have stem cells from your own body to repair your own body. We've never had the FDA presume that they had the authority to do that. And quite frankly, they don't. Shame on President Trump for not shutting them down. It's another one of the things I disagree with him on, like what he has allowed the internet companies to get away with censorship and turning the internet into a company town. And that will happen at the physical level. They're already working on that as well. They've set that precedent up. Anyway, getting back to this, however, you keep seeing in these stories from CNN and other people, they keep talking about it as being a machine, a machine. I don't know how you program these frogs made out of stem cells to do what you want to do, right? They're saying, well, you know, they're very interesting. They're living robots. They're biological machines. And they can achieve things that typical robots of steel and plastic cannot. Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, if you look at any living organism, it is a machine. Why is it that it is so hard for these people to see that? You know, we have the story that came out. It was picked up by the Drudge Report. It was up for several days last week. Mysterious radio signal coming from a nearby galaxy, announced the scientists. You know, they set up SETI, Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. They got very excited when they saw quasars for the first time. You know, quasar was simply a bipolar charged thing that was rotating. And, you know, when you have electrical charge and you rotate it, what do you get? You get magnetism, right? So the principle that generators and motors all work on, you know, electric charge rotating creates a magnetic field. And so they got this regular recurring thing. It's like, well, it's regular and it's recurring. And so it's got to be intelligence that made that. But they can't see the intelligence and the design in the DNA, can they? DNA, yeah, you know, at every level, your body and every other living organism that was created by God has intelligence. It has design. You have machines inside other machines. You have factories that are self-repairing. And these people go in and they look at the DNA and they say, well, you know, there's no intelligence in that, in spite of the fact that in the biological machine, which is the DNA, and that's what they're playing with there with these frogs, and they dance all around that by calling it a biological machine, and we're in charge of it and so forth. What a bunch of look, I'm going to say more about this. We're about out of time. I want to remind you about the new specials. I'll get back to this on the other side of the break. We have now up to 50% off food and water supplies. We have InfoWars Life, select storable foods up to 50% off, and our Alexa Pure Pro Gravity Feed water filter, as well as the Alexa Pure Breeze air filter. Both of those are 30% off. These are massive savings, folks. I mean, you know, when you buy large packages of storable food that lasts for 25 years, non-GMO, made in America, that's a big savings at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
It's either happened to every person listening, or it's happened to someone you know. Everybody is well aware of the fact that most people that end up getting the flu have taken the flu vaccine right before they get it, and that they get the worst case of the flu of their life. But still, like concentration camp victims, they line up at the different pharmacies and clinics to get the injections. It doesn't matter that studies, mainline government studies in Canada and Europe show that when you take the flu vaccine, it doubles your chances of getting the flu the next season by lowering your immunity. It goes on and on. Or the fact that the governments have never guessed the next year's mutation, that the flu vaccine has never, ever even worked. But how do you prop up a hoax? You keep the giant hoax going. No wonder we've got one of the worst flu seasons on record happening right now.
I want to talk about Super Silver whitening toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver whitening toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste, and it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now, because I like the way it feels.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We have a story about the living robots created by a supercomputer and so forth at InfoWars. Yeah, they're a millimeter wide. That means they're 1/25th of an inch. And everybody is calling them living robots. You know, one of the things that stuck out to me, as I pointed out, many different things about this. They're made from stem cells. It's okay to create robots, some kind of chimera, out of stem cells, but don't use your own stem cells to treat yourself, because we've got big corporations that have the government protecting them that are telling people for the first time you cannot use your own body to heal your own body. We've never had the FDA get involved in in vitro fertilization, where you take an egg and a sperm and you fertilize it in glass, that's what in vitro means, and then it is reimplanted in the mother, carried full term. Now, that is a lot more complicated situation, and it has a lot more issues, even ethics and medical issues and so forth. They've never tried to pretend that they had the authority to regulate that. But if you take some fat from your belly, put it in a centrifuge, take the stem cells, grow them, concentrate them, and put them, your own stem cells, back in your own body, can't have that. You understand what this is about, right? It's simply pure profit and corruption. But it's okay to take the stem cells of a frog and create some kind of a Frankenstein monster. And when I look at this, I'm reminded, you know what this reminds me of when I look at this type of stuff? Remember Toy Story? Remember the kind of sadistic little kid Sid that was there? How he would go through and he would take the toys and he would rip the head off of one toy and stick it on the body of another toy and the arm of another one and a claw of another one, and he'd create these weird monsters. Well, that's what they're doing now using DNA. And like Sid, they're sitting back and saying, look at these wonderful things that I've created. And it's like, no, you didn't create anything. You took something that other people created. You took a toy. Yeah, there it is. That's exactly it. This is what is really being done by our so-called scientists, and everybody's okay with that. And forget about who actually made the original toys and what their real purpose was. No, we're going to create some kind of a Frankenstein thing, and it's going to be good, they tell us. We can imagine many useful applications of these living robots that other machines can't do, like searching out nasty compounds. Oh, yeah, we're going to search out nasty. Or radioactive contamination. Or gathering microplastic in the oceans. Again, that's their poster child application. Oh, we got plastic in the ocean. Yeah, let's ban everything. You know, Biden wants to ban plastic straws at the national level. It's China that is dumping the plastic into the water. We're mostly burning ours, using it as fuel because it's, petroleum-based. Or traveling in the arteries to scrape out plaque. I've got plaque in my arteries, and I'm not putting a robot frog in there, okay? I'm just telling you, before any of you cardiologists try to sell that bridge to me, I'm not doing it, okay? And guess who is funding this? This is all you need to know. Being funded by DARPA. Yes, the people who are using, who are creating advanced military weapons. But don't worry, because, you know, these little robot frogs will be helping little old ladies cross the street. Nothing to see here. Nothing sinister about this. It's not weaponized technology. It's not some kind of a Frankenstein monster. It's just, you know, all these wonderful things it's going to do. We can imagine it's going to do all these things. I don't know how you program this to do your bidding. This little robot frog, 1 millimeter across, to do this for an entirely new life form. No, it isn't. This is Sid creating a new toy, except we call Sid in real life. Sid is DARPA. And just like Sid, DARPA has no ethics and a very, very sadistic streak. We'll be right back.
Hey, you there. We have a problem. You see, there is a baby. The mother of this baby is not sure she's ready. The father of this baby doesn't want to settle down. The mother starts to have regrets. The father considers leaving town. But a friend says there's a solution. She says to have an abortion. The mother decides to look into it. The clinic assures her it's safe. She's made her decision. She's going to have an abortion. The problem is that baby is you.
Join me, Owen Schroyer, at the March for Life, Friday, January 24th, in Washington, D.C., noon, at the National Mall. I'll see you there. It's time to stand up for the unborn. It's time to speak out for the voiceless.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back as we look at this wondrous robotic frog, the Xenobot, they say. And it's going to do all kinds of things. It's going to cure the world of plastic in the oceans. It's going to get rid of the plaque in your arteries. Everything you can imagine. But, of course, it's being designed by DARPA. DARPA doesn't clean up the environment. DARPA doesn't clean up your arteries. DARPA creates weapons of war. And at the same time, everybody's gushing about that. We see the stories about the Army selecting Quinitec and Textron to build a robotic tank with a chain gun. Yeah, that's more like what they typically do. And if you don't understand that this Xenobot frog is even more dangerous than this robot tank with a chain gun, you're not paying attention. This is another big step in robotic tanks, they say. And they call them RCV, remote control vehicles. Let's hope that they are controlled. Let's hope that they are not autonomous killing machines. But, of course, they will have them operating as remote control vehicles initially, but the goal is to have them. You know, this is going to be the mission creep. We've already seen how this goes. I've talked to Professor Noel Sharkey several times, trying to build awareness with people of where these autonomous killing machines are going. This truly is the Terminator scenario, folks. These machines who will react and respond based on algorithm, based on artificial intelligence, they will have the kill decision themselves. And they're going to have them as remote control initially, but then, of course, what will happen is they will say, well, they can't react. We can't react quickly enough. We have to give them the decision, because otherwise, if the other people have autonomous killing capability, their killer robotic tanks will be able to take out our robotic tanks that have to rely back to our kill decision. So we have to make them, we got a killer gap here. We got a killer robot gap. And so we got to make ours autonomous as well. This is how we get there. That's the logic. We've already been down this path with many different weapon systems in the past. And this is the type of technology from the people, the same people who are giving us this Xenobot. These are novel living machines. And why do they call them machines? Because they have DNA. Who designed the DNA? As I pointed out, you know, we have these people who, with the search for extraterrestrial intelligence, spend a lot of money looking for a repeating signal, because if they saw a repeating signal, like they mistakenly identified quasars, they thought, well, that would indicate intelligence, you know. Just like if you see a brick building, that indicates intelligence. But we are supposed to believe that you and I were, you know, like a tornado in a junkyard building that brick building. But if the scientists come through and they create, they take the various pieces of something that God created and they put them together in a sadistic, twisted Frankenstein mode like Sid at a Toy Story. Oh, that's now a machine. We created that. You don't even know what you're doing. They spent decades with virtually unlimited resources, computer resources and science resources, to try to decode DNA. And they still haven't decoded it, quite frankly, because they still think there's such a thing as junk DNA. When you look inside the systems in each of our bodies, inside each of the organisms that were designed by God, what you see is essentially like, you remember the movie Forbidden Planet? Robbie the robot, pull up the search for Forbidden Planet. Everybody remembers that. And Leslie Nielsen, before he became Police Squad, before he became a really funny comedian, that was one of the first movies that he was in. But they have these people who go to a planet, right? And there he is, Robbie the robot, famous robot. That robot and the one from Lost in Space, two most famous robots. But now we're going to have frog robots. But Forbidden Planet, they go to the planet, and at one point, they go inside this massive, massive structure. And all these machines are moving things here and there, and it's been created by a race of creatures, long dead, long gone from the site, but they've created this self-repairing, self-operating, complex building. Now, they don't try to tell you that that evolved, right? And yet our bodies are like that giant building and structure that was imagined in that movie, Forbidden Planet, except far, far more complex. And there are giant structures within, there are incredibly complex factories inside other factories inside other factories. It's like the Madrioshka, you know, the little Russian dolls that they nest inside each other. Except they're not dolls. They're complex factories within other factories. And yet we pretend that that's not a designer. And we continue to scan the skies, looking at galaxies, trying to find radio signals. And then when we go through and we create some kind of a weird contraption, they lie to us about that. And they tell us that this is going to be for beneficial factors. Folks, we've got to get control of the people, DARPA. The people who are messing with our minds, quite literally. You know, they have the Brain Project, $200 million funding from Obama, just with one round. And of course they are, their goal, and they say that they're making a lot of progress with this, we're told. Their goal is to be able to read your thoughts, to be able to read your mind by analyzing the electrical signals in your mind. They want to go further than that. They want to be able to implant memories in you of things that you have never done. They want to be able to remove memories from your mind. And of course, DARPA says, well, this is because we want to help soldiers with PTSD. Well, if you want to help soldiers, don't send them to wars that are based on lies. And don't tell us, don't lie to our face like you did with TWA 800, like you did to 9/11. Don't lie to our face and tell us that you have benevolent intentions when it comes to mind reading and when it comes to messing with our memories. We know exactly what these people are up to. And these are the people who in the 1960s, J.C.R. Licklider, a psychologist who worked for DARPA, came up with the idea of the internet. Why? because they wanted to manipulate your mind. They're going in a much deeper level now, going into direct biological manipulation. These are the people who, the military and the governments have always propagandized us. They did it with the press. And then it got even bigger when they were able to get their hands on broadcast media and the levers of that. And of course, now they have their hands on social media, which not only allows them to put out their lying narratives about fill in the blank, but allows them to monitor whether or not you believe it and to what extent you believe it and what parts of it you believe and what parts you don't believe, so they can focus on that. And, you know, the small number of us who don't believe anything the government tells us, we will just be silenced and canceled. Our speech will be shut down. These are the people who are designing the killer robots. These are the people who are designing something that they say is neither robot nor animal. These are the people who you should be very afraid of. When we look at, and we'll come back, we'll take a look at 5G and what is going on with 5G. We have Representative Mike Rogers leading a group calling for the FCC to move quicker on 5G technology, as they're telling us this stuff is too dangerous for us to be buying this from the Chinese while they are trying to sell us a bridge. And it's not a bridge to nowhere. It is a bridge to slavery. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect, because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I keep my eye on the news all the time, but I miss the fact that in late 2019, just about 2 weeks ago, the CDC and the FDA approved live Ebola vaccine to be given inside the United States. And it is an experimental vaccine. It is live. It's not even attenuated. They've just genetically modified it so it's supposedly not lethal. Same stuff they did with the Gardasil vaccine that's admittedly killed and maimed so many. This is just crazy. And the Congo's had the biggest outbreaks of Ebola ever since they started giving the vaccine there in the last few years. Oh, and of course, opening the borders up here and letting people in unvetted, the Democrats distribute across the country. You cannot make up the magnitude of this insanity. And it is an attempted Ebola assault on America. This is the New World Order. I've got to really hand it to the listeners and viewers of InfoWars.
Your support and your help in rebooting Americana as a challenge to the globalist system of corporate tyranny has really caught hold, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. And President Trump's fearlessness when it comes to promoting Americana and basic liberty is amazing as well. He's still lacking on the big tech censorship, taking action against that and some other areas, but trying to end the wars, boosting our economy, speaking out against communist China. Trump's been doing an amazing job. But now more than ever, we really have to realize that we're being targeted because we are effective. And the globalists are beginning to lose their war against humanity in a big way. And so we're going to see some major fireworks out of them. But it's critical to not let ourselves get down when we see all the poison they spray at us. That's an attempt to demoralize us. We've got to remember that and stay focused and stay happy.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking about technology. We're talking about remote control killer tanks that will very quickly become autonomous killing machines. We talked about the robot frog, as they call it. Oh, it's a living machine. Yeah, yeah. Every one of us is a living machine. This is a weird concoction that has been created by DARPA. You better understand where this is headed. And then we look at 5G. You have President Trump and other people like Mike Rogers, who I would never trust anything that Mike Rogers says. This is Mr. Surveillance, and the fact that he is out in front for 5G right now tells you all you need to know about 5G, in case you didn't realize that it's all about surveillance. And, of course, it has many health issues as well. It's a nice combination of surveillance and soft kill. And making sure that you've got the infrastructure to keep people locked up and locked down in the cities and track their every movement, geospatial intelligence. The fastest growing segment of the intelligence community that they don't want to talk about really took off in 1999 as the CIA created its venture capital firms to fund these internet companies to control the internet, to control you. And now we have the back and forth in terms of this competition between American companies and Chinese companies on 5G. So we have Mike Rogers leading a group calling on the FCC to move quicker on 5G. We got to adopt this. And again, where is this coming from? The Department of Defense. This is not about watching movies. This is about them watching you. And maybe you should download some of these dystopian technological future movies, you know, from Terminator to, you know, fill in the blank. I mean, there's been plenty of these movies. This one is not going to have a happy ending, however, if we don't get control of this. The Department of Defense asked the FCC to proceed with this, right? To not hold off on this. We have 5G Action Now is hoping to convince Americans that the U.S. government doesn't put 5G architecture in place, then China will permanently take the lead. So at the same time, the Department of Defense is pushing domestic rollout of 5G. You've got them also saying, don't let the Chinese come in here. And I've got to ask you again, you know, when we look at this, don't look here, but look over there, right? Look at Iran. Look at these guys shot down a commercial. We've done it twice, but don't pay any attention to that. Even when we're caught red-handed and we can't ignore it, George H.W. Bush said, I don't care what the facts are. I'm not apologizing for it. We'll give you some money, but I'm not apologizing for it. And they covered it up with Flight 800. And if we are to be worried about the weaponization of 5G by the Chinese, why aren't we to be worried about the weaponization of 5G by our own government, who has been exposed doing dragnet surveillance on American citizens who are trying to implement the very strategies against us that the Chinese communists implement against their own citizens, this social credit score system and so forth. Monitoring everything that you do on social media. Monitoring your every activity. Mapping out your every movement. Using your activity-based intelligence to master the human domain. Where'd you hear that before? Yeah, Jade Helm. That was what that was really about. And again, they can take all this information, they can roll it together, and create what they call anticipatory intelligence. They can anticipate what you're going to do. Google has bragged about that. They can anticipate what you're going to do before you know what you're going to do. They analyze your movements. You don't think the government, the military, will do that? The left never sees a problem or a threat from government. It's just absolutely amazing to me. They're looking at this and saying, wait a minute. These corporations might analyze my movement, and they might try to sell me an ad. They might try to persuade me to buy something. I look at it, and I say, well, that might be annoying, but it doesn't threaten me that somebody's going to try to persuade me to buy something because they think they've identified my preferences. I am concerned, however, about authoritarian governments, just like China. This is not a theory. It's already being implemented. And the same people who helped to implement it for the Chinese are here to help implement it for the Americans. And the Defense Department and people like Mike Rogers, all they want to make sure of is that they are going to enslave you and not the Chinese. It's just like Marco Rubio in those hearings where he was, I think, the chair right after InfoWars and Alex Jones shut down on social media. Didn't even call Alex to talk about that. Wanted to talk a little bit about some of the shadow banning of conservatives. But, you know, when they do an overt banning with all of the corporations at once coming out, and then 2 months later, it was 800 sites across the political spectrum. They had one thing in common. They all questioned the government's official narrative when it came to surveillance, to the police state, and to foreign wars. Didn't matter if you were leftist progressive, a Trump conservative, a libertarian, if you criticized the police state, surveillance state, endless war, military industrial complex, boom, you're out of there. 800 different sites, 2 months after they took out InfoWars. And yet, at the hearing, not only did Marco Rubio not want to talk to Alex Jones, but he lectured these people from Silicon Valley and said, you're going to do what we tell you. And not what the Chinese tell you, right? You're going to censor the people we tell you and not the people that the Chinese are telling you. I don't know, but, you know, maybe we ought to start paying attention to the monsters in Washington as much as we do the monsters in Iran and China. Monsters like Mike Rogers, monsters like Marco Rubio. We have U.S. officials now brand a possible Huawei 5G rollout in the UK to be, quote, an act of madness as MI5 plays down U.S. fear-mongering. That's the headline from RT. You got Boris Johnson saying, well, if you don't want us to use Huawei, then give us a solution or whatever. But we don't think it's anything to worry about. I guess the British don't care if the Chinese are spying on them or the Americans are spying on them or both are spying on them. They don't care, right? They're beyond that. They've got cameras everywhere. They jumped into this to a deeper depth than almost anybody did. No, we should be afraid of that. We should be afraid of Huawei and China spying on us. But for the same reason, we should be afraid of the people in the Pentagon, the NSA, the CIA, DARPA, spying and manipulating us for the same reasons. It's absolutely amazing how we give these people a pass. You know, just because they wave the American flag doesn't mean that they're on our side. You better understand that. These people are as authoritarian as any Chinese communist, and they're right here living among us. We better wake up and take a look at this. All right, when we come back, we're going to take a look at the California governor, Gavin Newsom. He is now concerned about ending euthanasia, but not for babies, not for elderly people, for pets. They don't even have the same respect for human life. They don't even respect you as a pet. You're a virus. You've got to be controlled. You're a danger to them, quite frankly. We'll be right back.
Hey, You there. We have a problem. You see, there is a baby. The mother of this baby is not sure she's ready. The father of this baby doesn't want to settle down. The mother starts to have regrets. The father considers leaving town. But a friend says there's a solution. She says to have an abortion. The mother decides to look into it. The clinic assures her it's safe. She's made her decision. She's going to have an abortion. The problem is that baby is you.
Join me, Owen Schroyer, at the March for Life, Friday, January 24th, in Washington, D.C., noon, at the National Mall. I'll see you there. It's time to stand up for the unborn. It's time to speak out for the voiceless.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfraWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfraWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
You want to break some globalist ribs. You want to crush some skulls politically. You want to drive ice picks through their eyeballs spiritually. There's nowhere you can spend money. There's nowhere you can place your bet in a fight where it's going to have more power per dollar. Your bang for your buck here gets you great products at great prices that literally fund the system where the spirit of resistance lives to drive it home to the enemy. And so it's very simple. If you don't want to be slaves and you want to see the fight taken to the enemy, which God wants to see, you see, we have to make the effort 110%. God will finish the move. And I know I need to stay in the fight, in the attack, attack, attack. I want to go after the globalists. And just believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want somebody to commit to you and your family to fight for all of our futures together, you've got to guarantee you keep me in the game. I'm going to bust my ass with everything I got for us, for myself and my family, for your family, because we're in this together. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product. And we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste. And it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste, concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented Silver Sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. And that's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Without the freedom to offend, there is no free speech. It's The David Knight Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
On Sunday, President Trump tweeted out the ridiculous decision. It's not ridiculous. I mean, it's exactly what you would expect these people to do. But the fact they took David Chris, as President Trump said in his tweet, a highly controversial former DOJ official. Why was he controversial? Well, because he ardently defended the FBI's surveillance of Carter Page, among other things. Yeah, that's fine. We can go after Carter Page. We can target and isolate and destroy an individual who hasn't done anything wrong. This is why, folks, by the way, let me just interject this. I was sick when it first came out, and I didn't get a chance to see Richard Jewell. It wasn't in very many theaters. It was buried, as I pointed out, at Flixster, you know, where I typically go to see what gets released on a particular weekend. I hadn't gone to any movies at all for over a year. I went to see Ford versus Ferrari. Excellent film. I wanted to see Midway. Didn't make it. Got out of the theaters too soon. But even quicker was the exit of Richard Jewell, because these people do not want you to see a true story about what the FBI and the mainstream media are doing, lying to you and destroying people's lives. I mean, you can read between the lines, folks. Richard Jewell is really about Carter Page and President Trump and all these other people who've been targeted. General Flynn, Roger Stone. Fill in the blank. We don't have just Richard Jewell now. We have a whole cast of Richard Jewells. And so they were very intent that they were going to bury that movie. Couldn't find it on the website. I had to go way, way down, like five or six lines. Not too many theaters picked it up. You had this narrative. Oh, look, they came up with a fictional narrative about a character having an affair. It's like, are you kidding me? This is Hollywood. I haven't seen the film yet, but it was a joke that they would object to that. And they buried it. It's gone. Because they don't want you to see that. That is, if you see that, you're probably going to say, well, that's exactly what they've been doing. And that's exactly what President Trump said. Yeah, this guy defending the FBI's, not just surveillance of Carter Page, but their destruction of his life. Yeah, just like they've destroyed General Flynn's life. You can't make this up, said President Trump. Highly controversial DOJ official, just appointed by the FISA court to oversee reforms to the FBI surveillance procedure. Zero credibility. President Trump says zero credibility of his own Department of Justice. And this is why I say, folks, you need to understand, there isn't a savior, some kind of a knight on a white horse that's going to save us. Even when President Trump realizes how corrupt this is, even when President Trump says his own Department of quote-unquote justice has zero credibility, he can't, won't do anything about it. You're going to have to do something about this. At the state level, at the local level, at the jury level, you're going to nullify these people who have overstepped their authority. And the first thing you're going to have to do is stop letting them bribe your local officials with funny money that they print up massive amounts of paper. But anyway, that's President Trump talking about the swamp that he hasn't been able to drain or to lock him up. And Carter Page says that the FBI's Spygate is, quote, just the tip of the iceberg. Well, of course, absolutely. Just talking about how they lied and covered up the TWA 800, even before they lied and covered up what happened with 9/11, gave us a phony narrative about that. We have John Kerry as Secretary of State channeling the Steele dossier report to colleagues, probably also, shopping it around just like John McCain did using private emails. That's now come out. Yeah, it's a coup. All these people in Washington, part of a corrupt bureaucracy. But when we look at this again, you can get all focused, and we should pay attention. I'm not saying we shouldn't pay attention to what they're doing to President Trump. That should scare you, however, if they can do this and get away with it to the president, especially to a president who doesn't pull any punches, talking about how they have zero credibility, how it is a swamp. If they can do this to the president, do you think, how many people do you think they're doing this to? Did it to the Bundys? They did it to Ross Ulbricht. They did it to Marty Gottesfeld. They did it to Schaefer Cox. I could go on and on and on. Before they did it to Roger Stone and General Flynn and so forth. Carter Page. But what are they doing to you? You think they're not doing this to you? You don't think they're using this corrupt FISA court? This corrupt Department of Justice? I mean, I talk about this all the time. People who are not famous, people who are not political dissidents, they still come after. We don't have a system of justice in this country. We have a bunch of lying, power-hungry mobsters with a flag and uniforms. That's what we've got. Can the cops record your property for 8 months without a warrant? Well, we're going to let the First Circuit Court decide that. No, no. If you're on a jury, you let that person off because the government is breaking the requirements to get a search warrant. There's nothing about spying on people for 8 months before you have to get a search warrant. Read the Constitution. Do your duty as a juror. Problem is, they put so many false charges on people that they plea bargain out of it. And then look at this. Ron Paul talking about how the campaign for liberty is being surveilled by these same people. Rand Paul. The idea that the FBI would target Campaign for Liberty for surveillance, and they have. Again, I talked about this last week. You have a researcher who asked for, across the political spectrum, a lot of different organizations, journalists, think tanks, and political action committees like the Campaign for Liberty, Ron Paul's Campaign for Liberty. They said, I wonder if the FBI is spying on these people. Because, you know, that's the kind of thing that the FBI does. COINTELPRO from back in the day. And so Patrick Eddington, who works for the Cato Institute, said, are you surveilling the Cato Institute think tank, Reason, Heritage Foundation, the Ron Paul Campaign for Liberty? There was some transgender activist group on there as well. I mean, they're across the political spectrum. The FBI came back and said, not going to confirm or deny. We're not going to comply with the law either. We lie to you. We don't obey the law. We don't obey the FOIA law. We don't obey the Constitution. Ron Paul said, our work to educate, train, and mobilize grassroots activists for the cause of limited government and individual liberty is precisely the type of activity the founders were most interested in protecting when they added the First Amendment to the Constitution. The FBI has so little regard, says Ron Paul, for America's constitutional rights that they refuse to even give a straight answer when asked if they are or have they ever subjected Campaign of Liberty to any form of surveillance. Campaign for Liberty will continue to work to pressure Congress to do their duty and to uncover the truth about the FBI spying on us and other organizations and rein in all rogue federal agencies that violate our liberties in the name of keeping us safe. That's right. They always want to tell you that you can buy your safety by giving up your liberty. To the extent that you give up your liberty, you become a slave. Slaves are never safe. Slaves are never free. Slaves are never prosperous. You just simply live in a prison. And, of course, this is not the first time they've come after Ron Paul. Remember, we reported here at InfoWars, we broke the story back in 2009, before I even came here, about the Fusion Center, their MIAC report. They said after the 2008 election, if you see anybody with a Ron Paul sticker on their bumper or a Chuck Baldwin sticker on their bumper, be ready to kill these people because they're probably sovereign citizens. They put that bolo out to police officers trying to incite them to become violent because, you know, they fear for their life.
Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate, but everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again because I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the Constitution I've been given. But up until about 8-9 years ago when I started taking X2 and the products in InfoWars Life, I still got sick every couple of years. And, you know, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products at InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there, I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy.
So I chalk it up to genetics and the great products. The globalists know that I will never willingly give up. I've said it many times. I will never give in. I will never give up, but I could give out. And it's very, very frustrating to see them committing all their crimes against humanity, to see evil running rampant like this, and to know that most Americans have already been silenced in cyberspace, that most Americans have already been shadow banned by big tech, and to know that most Americans feel powerless and don't realize how much power they have by spreading the word about NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and Band.Video, and that people are hungry for the truth now more than ever, and that if you tell people, hey, the banned truth they don't want you to have is at InfoWars.com/show and Band.Video. So take heart, folks. They've had to censor everybody and shut everybody down because the truth is powerful and they can't beat us fair and square.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globalists a run for their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists, because I'm committed to a future for humanity. And I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019 for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020 however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar, and you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you, and I suggest you use it.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Yesterday, I talked about Elizabeth Warren clawing at the progressives, the mob, to endorse her. And how would you do that if you're a Democrat demagogue? Well, you go to the mob and you tell them that you want to take something away from people, something that, they don't like, or take it away from people that they don't like. And so what Elizabeth Warren is saying, well, we've got to stop the construction of new housing unless it is net zero. We'll decide what that is. And, of course, that's going to increase the price of housing, make it unaffordable for even more people. But she doesn't like the idea of private ownership anyway. Going to take away the houses, going to take away the vehicles, she said, and we're going to put restrictions on electricity generation. So even if you buy one of their battery electric vehicles, good luck getting some power to it, because they're going to put restrictions on that as well. That's all part of the UN 2030 agenda to enslave you in the smart cities. But as I said, this is about shutting down your lifestyle and controlling you. I talked about how at the same time you got a UCLA urban planner saying in the middle of the 20th century, we got this idea that you ought to have a home, private home ownership and property rights. No, property rights were there before the American Revolution. It was one of the foundations of the American Revolution. John Locke and other people talking about how important it was to have property rights. Because if you don't have property rights, folks, you are the property. That's right. You're the slave. If you don't own property and you have no rights, you are the property. You are the cattle. That's what I said at the Bundy Ranch. I said, you get that cattle back or we're going to be the cattle. So in 455 out of 855 U.S. counties that were analyzed, roughly 53% of them, homeownership was more affordable than renting. It's gotten to the 50-50 point now. Very difficult. These people don't want you to have a home. But they do want foreigners to be able to come in here and be given free housing, or cheap at least. Tom Steyer, who has qualified for the debate tonight, one of the six Democrats. I guess we could call them the dirty half dozen. Americans must provide cheap housing to illegal immigrants. Why? Why is that, Tom? Please explain to me why I must provide cheap housing. And at the same time, you can explain to me why my affordable housing must be removed, but I have to supply cheap housing to foreigners who thumb their nose at our borders, at our laws. Again, we're talking about, you know, what does thou shalt not steal mean to Democrats? Well, it doesn't mean any more to them than thou shalt not kill, right? I mean, thou shalt not steal implies private property. Because you can't steal if it belongs to somebody, right? Well, no, it doesn't belong to anybody. It's a public good, right? That's what AOC says. Don't talk to me about free stuff. They're public goods. Everything is owned by the common good. No, no, no. If you follow her blueprint, you will be owned by her. Yeah, they don't care about life either. You know, that whole thou shalt not kill thing doesn't really resonate with them either. We have Governor Newsom says that he wants to end euthanasia in animal shelters. In animal shelters. He wants to stop euthanasia for animals, not for people. He has said that he wants to stop euthanizing animals. He's ready to put taxpayer money toward the cause. It's reported by the Sacramento Bee, not the Babylon Bee. This would be a perfect Babylon Bee story, Christian satire site. But no, it's from the Sacramento Bee. This is serious. This is actually happening. Could be a satire, but no. He wants to stop euthanizing animals, ready to put taxpayer money toward the cause, a $50 million one-time general fund allocation. He said, we want to be a no-kill state. This is a state that is trying to imprison and impoverish and persecute, not just prosecute, the people at Center for Medical Progress who showed Planned Parenthood putting in their order for baby parts with them. Yeah, yeah, I want some intact heads. Can you get that for me? And yeah, we'll get this stuff going. I'll make enough money that I'll get a Lamborghini. They don't have a problem with that, right? And listen to what else he had to say. This $50 million is going to be a grant program for animal shelters. And he wants to, quote, achieve the state's policy goal that no adoptable or treatable dog or cat should be euthanized. But they are ripping babies who are adoptable, who are treatable. They don't like Down syndrome kids. I was just talking to my wife again. She gave me some social media posts of a mother that she works with. My wife works with a homeschooling group. She always likes to work with special needs kids. And so this one beautiful Down syndrome child and her mom was talking about what they did at Disney World. And I said, you know, it's very much like it is as a parent. You know, as a parent, you can live an independent life, not have a spouse, not have a child. And, you know, things don't really change too much. You don't have any highs. You don't have any lows. You have children. You have relationships with other people. You have big highs and you have big lows, heartaches as well. You know, when you lose those people. Or things happen in life. And when you have We have a Down syndrome kid. You have really big highs and really big lows. But these people, they don't even want to euthanize them. They don't even want to, they don't care if they feel any pain, right? Don't protect the lives of these kids with Down syndrome. Don't counsel these people about how you could adopt that child out. No, no, no. We'll do that. We'll put $50 million aside to do that for dogs and cats, but we'll come after anybody that opposes our abortion clinics. That's California. And not only that, it's not just the babies. It's at the other end of life as well. You know, that whole Soylent Green thing? California not only legalized assisted suicide, but they allowed encouraging suicide to the terminally ill. You can sell it to them, you know, because it's about money. Yeah, they're occupying space in our hospital. They're costing us money. We got to get them out of here. Promulgated a regulation granting access to doctor-prescribed death to dying patients who are involuntarily committed in psychiatric hospitals due to mental illness. But, you know, it's okay. We can save the animal. No adoptable animal will be killed or treatable animal, but we will kill the babies. We will kill the adults who can be treated. We will kill the babies who could be adopted, but not the pets. Not the pets. One last thing I want to look at here. We have the article up on InfoWars. A student demonized for protesting against drag queen story time commits suicide. Characterized demonstration as an attack on children. Many large news outlets in Australia. Now, the narrative is that he committed suicide just hours after being bullied on social media. If that were all there was to it, and if that is true, then why aren't they up in arms about that? I mean, we're told that we have to push LGBT curriculum on our kids because all these people are committing suicide because they're being bullied, and we got to stop the bullying. And yet the same people who are pushing this LGBT curriculum are the ones who allegedly bullied him into committing suicide in just hours. But LifeSite News is questioning whether or not he committed suicide with just within hours of that. Police were called out to an incident on Monday just after 7 a.m. They found him with critical injuries, having taken his own life. People who knew him, one writer, celebrated him for his fearlessness, saying he would vehemently defend his opinions despite their controversial nature. Brave and admirable traits, while most of his generation spend years obsessing over what others think of us, worrying about whether expressing our opinions will cause people to dislike us. And they say that because this was not his first rodeo. This was not his first time in the spotlight taking a controversial position. 2 years ago, he came out. He said, look, I'm gay, but I am also celibate. And I also, as a devout Catholic, I believe in the real definition of marriage, even though I'm gay. And then he came out and said, we don't want you doing this to kids, this drag queen story hour. And then supposedly, even after he had weathered that kind of criticism, he committed suicide because he was criticized. Maybe there's something else that we're not being told. All right, we're nearly out of time, folks. I want to tell you about the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have new specials. We have the Clean and Boost Pack, 50% off, a combo package of Myco ZX Plus, Winter Sun Plus, Lung Cleanse, Pollen Block, and Super Silver Immune Gargle. All that 50% off.